the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show from Delmarva. Freddie's going for their fourth straight win, coming off the first shutout win of the season yesterday. Eric Bach joined by pitching coach Justin Lord. And Lordy, it's good to talk to the pitching coach today after the staff spins a shutout. You got to be feeling good overall about this collective group start to the year, don't you?
Yeah, it has been good. Guys have been throwing the ball really well. We've had a few games where we'd like to throw it better, but that's going to be with any staff team, no matter what part of the year you find yourself. You're going to have games where you'd like to be a little bit better. But overall, this group has worked their tail off in the first, 2.5 weeks of the season, and a lot of that is starting to come to fruition in the games. And so just little things along the way that they've worked on, that they've been able to implement, whether it's early in the game, late in the game. But I'm proud of the work these guys have put in and the success they've had so far.
And the bullpen collectively has logged 75 innings this year and has an ERA of 2.8 as a collective group. That's a winning formula for a team, a pretty veteran team for the Carolina League that's off to a good start.
Yeah, it's hard to win without a dependable bullpen. When you got guys in there that you can depend on to come in and, number one, throw strikes with good stuff, you give yourself a chance to win whenever you've got the lead late in ball games. And so it's been great. Every one of these guys that have come in have done a good job, and we've got a lot of confidence in those guys whenever we call their name on the radio.
The opening day pitching staff, every single guy had pitched at least an inning with the Fred Nats before. For you to have familiarity and have some comfort with these guys, that's got to be a huge boost and a plus to start the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And for one, being able to already know the guys personally and have some familiarity there, and for them to have familiarity with the Fredericksburg facilities and the clubhouse and team field and bullpens and just little things that you don't think about a lot, I think it put them at a level of comfort coming into this season. And so with that, it's been a little bit easier transition having guys that I've known or worked with in the past, instead of having a brand new staff to me, and also a brand new staff for the affiliate. So it has been good, and I think that's one of the things, not having the short season like we used to have, it gave these guys an opportunity to come here and get their feet wet in Fredericksburg last year, and so I think it's been a good transition for them.
Brian Sanchez gets to start tonight. He was primarily a bullpen arm for a good chunk of the year last year before moving to the rotation, before his season ended a little prematurely due to injury. He's a work in progress, I think, as a starting pitcher and, establishing himself early in the game. What do you think his keys are tonight and moving forward?
Simply put, it's commanding the baseball and throwing strikes. I mean, Brian has really good stuff. He's got a really good sinker and changeup, curveball combination, and trusting himself and putting himself in a position to get guys out early in the count. And if he gets a chance to get 0-2, 1-2 on him, putting him away, and going for the strikeout. But he's got a really good sinker, and there's no mystery nowadays. All the data's out there on guys. I mean, even the opposing teams know what they're going to face, and we know what we're going to face. And so for him, I would just like to see him go out with confidence and attack the strike zone, give his defense a chance to work early in the counts, and whenever he gets ahead, put somebody away. But just consistency is probably going to be – if you ask me about any of these 16 guys on the staff, consistency is going to be the number one objective for every one of them.
Talking with pitching coach Justin Lord on Fred Nats On Deck. Yesterday was a kind of a spot start for Brian Polanco after Liam Sullivan went on the injured list, and he responded great. 5 shutout innings, a couple of walks that he had to work around there, but you had to be thrilled with how he was able to step in and start a day game. We travel on the off day. There's a lot working against him, and he seemed to overcome it pretty well.
Yeah, he did. And for Sully, I hated so bad to hear the news we got on him. A kid that, worked his rear end off in the off season and came in and opened some eyes in spring training and established himself already in 2 or 3 starts here, done really well. And just heartbreaking news for him and us and his family and all that kind of thing. I'm confident he'll be back stronger than before. But Brian did a heck of a job yesterday on short notice, getting a start yesterday. Command was a little shaky there in the first inning. Coleman Ayers bailed him out with one situation. After he erased a walk with a caught stealing, did a heck of a job there. Then he got a big strikeout with two outs and started to get into a groove a little bit. And he was down to his last hitter in the fifth inning when he struck that guy out too. So I was glad he was able to complete 5 and put himself in a position to get the win yesterday. So very proud of that kid as well.
So this offense is scoring a lot of runs right now. 106 runs leads all of minor league baseball, double A and below, everybody that started on April 5th. To be the pitching coach of a pitching staff that also is performing well, it's got to give your guys some confidence to know that night in and night out, these guys are putting up runs behind them.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's good to see, you know, Mike Hobbs is a new hitting coach with us this year, and he's fit right in well with our staff, and we all get along great, and Mike's done a heck of a job with these guys getting them prepared, and they've done a great job of getting hits in clutch situations. And you know, sometimes it's early, sometimes it's a little bit later, but you know, they build off each other, and they continue to you know, put hits together and drive runs in and find a way to manufacture them. Sometimes it's with a long ball, sometimes it's with a couple, two or three singles in an inning, or you know, somebody getting a bunt down or a sac fly and playing baseball. So it has been overall, collectively, you know, pitching, hitting, and defense has been fun with this group so far.
Last one for you. You told me that you made a big guitar purchase in the off season. Have you had a lot of time to play it since the season started? I know it's such a busy time for all of us.
I've played it. Yeah, I've played it a decent amount, and I love it. It's something I've waited a long time to get that particular one. The guitar itself deserves a way better player than I am, but it has been fun playing it, and I brought it on the road with me and killed some time with it, and so I really enjoyed it, yeah.
If you hear some guitar strings coming out of the room in the team hotel, you know it's pitching coach Justin Lord on Fred Nantz on Deck. Thank you, Lord.
That's me. Yes, sir. Thank you, Eric.